Hello, everybody. Welcome back to today's episode of Above Average Girls Podcast. I'm joined today with the homies, Leon and Randy. What's up, good guys? How are we doing today?
Hi, I'm Leon.
Hi, I'm doing Darius. Good
today. I'm fine. Doing fine. I'm fine today, guys.
As well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Hear me. I am the brown bear. I don't know how to mimic Darius. Fuck.
Man.
Wow. This bit sucks. Redo the intro.
redid it like three times.
I know.
Do it again.
I know. We can't do this anymore. It's like how to use Izumiya all over again, where I'm just stuck in a 6-episode loop of the intro. Fuck.
Scrubs for life.
Scrubs for life. What are we? What are we doing here?
What are we doing? I mean, we have to record episode 6. That's what we're doing.
I know that, but like, what are we doing here today? Like, damn.
Ah, man. Well, we're gonna talk about the heavy stuff later because I got a lot of stuff to say. A lot of stuff to say about our governor Hot Wheels. But
Speed Racer.
Go Speed Racer.
Oh shit. Wow.
Oh god. But anyway. I don't know, man. What y'all want to talk about today? You talking about what, anime like we usually do? You want to update the latest anime?
I mean, that's one of our goals, is to get people to talk about anime and learn about anime. I want to learn about anime. That's why I'm here.
Anime this season, man. What am I watching? I'm watching Full Dive. Just kind of hilarious. Homie, you know, gets sold a VR MMO that's like super realistic. I think episode 2, he gets tortured in a jail cell and like pees himself and he has to actually experience, and that's just kind of funny. It's fucked up. If you're down for a weird time, that's the recommendation. But the actual genuine recommendation, Tokyo Revengers.
Absolutely. Tokyo Revengers is the best thing out right now, and honestly the best thing out in a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
The true shonen hero.
For real. It's got this whole time travel thing going on with some decent character development, and I think the whole overall story does genuinely suck you in. Like, I do want to know more with each episode.
I mean, yeah, because it's an interesting concept. It has, like, you know, like the detective-like elements. It has like the action elements, and then, you know, a little bit of time travel. So the science fiction.
Yeah, it's pretty good. 8 out of 10, would recommend.
Absolutely. I agree.
Sure. I'm watching right now a romance anime.
Ooh.
Which one?
It's called, what's it called? Shigatsu wa Kimi no Uso, which is, what is it? You're Lying April.
That one's really good.
It's super good. Yeah.
That one's really good.
But is it better than Fruits Basket, though?
A lot of things are better than Fruits Basket.
I don't know. Yikes. I'm really hooked right now on Fruits Basket, man.
Yeah, look, Fruits Basket has taken so long to tell one simple story. You're Lying April handles the touchy subject of post-adolescence in, I think, one of the best way possible. It's like college life and dealing with semi-adult, the actual adult romance nuances, which are hard to do without getting way too smutty these days. So,
I don't know.
The music is what really got me in.
What's up?
The music is what really got me into it.
Yeah. It's good shit.
But is it better than the romance story in Working?
Yo, Working is cute as fuck.
That's all I'm saying.
I can't find one bad thing about that anime. It even has some action every once in a while.
Exactly. Best anime by far. Go check out Working. Or was it Wagneria? Is that what it's called?
Wagyu. I don't know, man. I pretend to know anime names.
Dang, you're losing your weeb status, my man.
Bro, I haven't watched anime in so long, bro. What the hell?
Ooh, don't tell the audience that. Dang.
Nah, man. Look, it's just been... Like, I be coming home late and shit all the damn time, bro. It's like, damn, bro. Got so many shows. And so many games to play. And so many fucking other things to do. It's like, damn, bro. I like watch anime like twice a week now instead of once a day, bro. It's weird. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Yikes. Dang, man.
Did I peak?
I think you did. You're officially no longer the weeb lord.
I know. What the fuck? I used to be able to watch everything that dropped, and now I have to pick and choose.
I mean, that's with anything, though. You gotta pick your content.
Hey, I've been watching Invincible.
Yo, that... that is amazing.
That's a Amazon Prime Video show, Invincible. It's about superheroes, but it's not what you think. At all.
Wait. Enough said.
At all.
Are we sponsored by them yet?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, okay. Bro.
But we are on Amazon Podcasts. You know, check us out over there, too.
Amazon has a podcast distribution service?
They do.
Bro, I don't know anything about this damn thing, what we're doing. What the fuck?
I know, right? We just kind of like fumble along as we go.
I'm definitely fumbling and stumbling.
Living stomach. Up to our name as usual.
Bitch, I'm fumbling, stumbling, yo. Stomach stay rumbling, cuz.
Stop it.
Wow. Where did that come from?
We talked about this. Stop it.
That came from the sake screwdriver I'm drinking.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of, man, I can't wait till we try this jungle juice with soju in the mix.
Mmm. Me neither. Soju boy Leon in there. Oh. Why you make that noise?
Because he's transforming into Soju boy. Just like the thought of it.
He's transforming into another change of pants. The fuck?
Oh, man. That's cool. That's cool. Any other thing we consuming besides anime? Any YouTubers y'all want to shout out that y'all like?
Whoa, I'm not sponsored by them yet. What?
Yeah, dude, they ain't paying me.
You right.
They don't know me. No one knows me. I don't even know myself.
I mean, dang, what, it took you, what, 12 years?
Yeah. What? To find out that I have black ancestors?
Oh, right.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, man. Hey, it's like that sometimes.
Yeah, it just technology had to get modernized so I could do some DNA research.
Wow. What do you guys think about that? Like, do you think it's good for us to find people that easily through DNA searches?
That's a loaded question right there. I think it's good the fact that you're able to trace your roots in the journey of self-discovery and figure out who you are and everything like that. And like, you know, in your cultural background, whether it be, you know,
but isn't that like
5% or 10%, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but that's still like, how is that finding you when,
right.
Like, you just, you're at the end of the day, you're just searching for someone to find yourself instead of just literally being with yourself and understanding yourself.
Right, like, right as now. Far as, like, the whole culture for yourself is concerned, I don't think DNA search should change who you are.
Right.
Like I was raised Vietnamese. I'm not gonna all of a sudden be black, you know? I mean, okay, I was raised weird Vietnamese.
American Vietnamese? Would you say that?
Sure. Like, I understand my culture to an extent. Mm. But I am a product of my environment as well. So, but I don't really know much about black culture at all. So I'm not gonna rep it, I guess. Even though it is, like, I guess my current heritage. But it's not something that I grew up with. So I'm not gonna rep that. I'm gonna rep that whole Vietnamese shit. We talking the cultural wedding. I need like 4 altar boys walking in there with a whole roasted pig, bro. That's the type of shit. That's the type of shit I'll rep.
We got you.
Hell yeah. That's the type of shit I'll represent. But I don't, I don't know much about black culture, bro.
But I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Like, culture in itself is, I think it can be divided up into like many different parts, right? Like, go you have on. Your cultural as far as,
I mean,
like,
go
your
off.
Ethnic, your ethnic identity, right? Then you have your culture as far as your region. And then you have your culture as far as your family. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you, you can probably break it down to the culture with your social circle. Like, and so I think, like, it kind of just scales that way, right? So, for example, we could say, like, you were talking about the roasted pig. That would be a general thing as far as your ethnic culture, you know?
Yes.
But your regional culture, which is American, right?
Sometimes.
Maybe y'all don't do that. Maybe y'all do something else, you know?
I'd be mad as fuck, but yeah.
Right, then friend group culture is like video games and anime shit that we talk about all the time.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
But so, going back to the finding somebody through DNA, though, that that can be, I mean, there's obviously some bad, you know, bad sides, because people, you can find people who don't want to be found, all that type of shit.
Yeah, because it's a lot of, it's a lot of extremely personal information, like, being collected, and I fully, we fully understood that when we did it, but I think, I don't know about the pros and cons, like, with, well, I think, with, I think, any kind of, like, forward push into, like, new age tech or, like, new methods of science and stuff like that, there's always a potential that someone could use it wrong, and that's kind of how it is. It's like, we're doing something for this reason, but it's also, but this thing could also be used for this reason, which is, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's with anything, though. I mean, no technology, I mean, technology itself isn't good or evil, it's just how it's used. But I
it's
mean,
the some people things using
are more
it.
Sinister than others, I will say, or have a more sinister use, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It really just depends on the person behind said thingy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's not, not guns that are bad. It's the people behind the guns that you need to be worried about.
Mm, I mean, that's, I mean, it's, okay. I guess we're going to talk about that then.
I mean,
okay,
we can.
Here we go.
Did I open up a can of worms?
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. Right, right.
Yeah, I
am willing to admit that a gun is a tool. 100%. Yes. Just like a knife is a tool, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
However, this is a tool that makes a certain job way more efficient.
Yes. And again, it's the people who do that job, and it's the people who, like, enforce the rules around that job, and it's the people who legislate the shit around the guns that we should be concerned about.
Right. So here's my thing, right? Here's my thing.
Yeah.
So people are willing to admit that everyone shouldn't have guns. They're like, people will say that, yeah, everybody shouldn't have guns. But when you attempt to regulate that shit, then nobody wants to regulate it. Then all of a sudden, everybody should have guns. And it's like, but you just said 2 seconds ago, not everybody should have guns.
Correct.
And see, and that's just the ever-ending loop that America is in.
It's a constant cycle, because the people who have guns for the right reasons have it because of people who have guns for the wrong reasons.
Exactly. And I get it, because, I mean, you ain't going to catch me slipping out here. Without one, but at the same time, it's like we're not doing anything as far as regulation to make sure that people who shouldn't have it not have it.
Exactly.
And so it's just like, it's just an ever, it's a never ending cycle, because it's like, well, I need to protect myself from the people who don't need it. And it's like, but my city officials aren't going to do anything, or not my city officials, my freaking government isn't going to do anything to protect me on that front end for making sure the cycle is broken.
At the same time, I'm not advocating for that bullshit no-knock policy.
Oh,
either. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? When you talk to people about that, right?
Yeah.
They're like, here's the thing. It's crazy what people will give police a pass on, which they won't give regular people a pass on, right?
Right.
Like, people will say it's fine for police to sit there if they suspect you of something, to violate your rights as a person because they suspect you of something. A lot of people will say, oh, that's fine because they're police, right?
Hell no, I still don't think that's fine. Fuck that.
But then when another person suspects you of something, right, who may have the same reasons as the police of suspecting you of something, they're not okay with that because you're not police.
Correct, because you're not like a person of authority.
Exactly. So here's my thing, right? But at the same time, they say you like, oh, you're just a person, right? Mm-hmm. That's all the police are. They're just people.
They're just people too.
So the thing is, the fact of the matter is, you're saying that, I'm not saying you're saying, people say that, like, I'm willing to admit that there are bad police officers, but the police as a whole aren't bad police officers. But we're not doing anything, as the police, we're not doing anything to make sure those bad people aren't becoming police officers or aren't even staying as police officers.
Yes. The barrier to entry to that job is way too easy.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You see, if you have a negative and a positive, you multiply that together, it's still a negative.
Oh, Danny, you brought math into the equation.
I'm just saying.
You said multiply? Shit. why are you multiplying it? I guess it
because it's because it's always like it's one. It starts out as one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it affects, splits into two.
Yeah.
Goes on and goes on and goes on, right? It's not just an additional thing.
Because if it was a simple addition, it would just be like another person being added. But like police have a culture that is multiplicative depending on how many more people could join that hive mind.
Exactly.
And I think that's what you're saying. I just can't.
Exactly.
I don't know how to.
What I'm saying. And then it just increases. Because that culture is, again, and see, and that would be a form of another type of culture, which would be a culture in the workplace.
Yeah, see, workplace culture. It's like a lot of workplaces do want that diversity to have like a different way of thinking to bring new ideas to the table. But it is so hard to be that one that speaks differently in the workplace because the first time someone does it, there's so much negative feedback because you all of a sudden you're going up against a hive mind. And it's hard for people with different ideas to speak up because they're gonna feel as if it's they're the only ones in the room, you know.
Yeah, that's a big one, which is weird because I don't know if there's studies, but I know that there's people that have told me that they've been in meetings where they would ask a question and everybody else in the room would be like, oh yeah, I had that question too, but it's just that they didn't want to say anything. So like that's why speaking up is still hard, warranted. Like you should still do it because yeah. You don't know what else everybody else is thinking.
Yes, but on the other side, everybody else had that question, but they didn't want to speak up because they were afraid of the hive mind.
Right.
Exactly. So it's the whole getting past that initial fear that's hard to do because of the precedent set. And it's really hard to control and maintain an open environment all the time. Because when you get along with people, you're getting along because there are similarities. And when those similarities kind of expand in the workplace, it just becomes more and more apparent for the ones who don't share the similarities.
Exactly. Because, I mean, no one wants to go against the grain. I mean, and that's just, I mean, for example.
Unless you're a psychopath like Randy.
I mean, not necessarily a psychopath. There are plenty of people who want to go against the grain. It's just the fact that they fear the consequences.
I don't fear the consequences.
For example, I don't like going around my coworkers to social events, right?
Okay, cool.
But in some environments, that's a quick way to get yourself alienated by not going to a social event or not participating in something.
Yo, that shit happened today, I'm just do a little testimony. So my team's gotten a little bit bigger. There's about 1, 5, 9. It went from 8 to 10 people now. And they all started this little group chat thing amongst themselves to socialize with.
Cute.
I didn't join.
Oh. Okay.
Which is surprising because I told y'all about my reputation for this whole thing.
Right.
They were like, it's like, so you sometimes you might want to go to comedy clubs. Sometimes you might want to go out and just do things together and just, you know, meet. I'm just like, that's fine. Make sure it's optional. And it's like, Randy, do you want to go? I think you'd enjoy it. It's like, I'm good. I'm good.
And that's the thing. And that can be a double-edged sword, because that can also, I mean, while that can create morale among your group, that can also
ostracize the ones who don't want to be. So, and immediately it was apparent, because I could tell, it's like, why doesn't Randy want to join? You don't want to be friends? You don't want to be cool outside of work? It's like, I don't. It's not that I don't want to be cool with you guys. It's just like, I don't want y'all to bleed into my personal life.
I mean, and then that's also more effort you have to put in
right
throughout life. Like, you already have to put effort in just to talk to us.
Go on.
Go ahead.
No, you're going. Okay. It's like, I'm already spending anywhere from 6 to 8 hours with y'all motherfuckers. At least 5 days a week. I have other friends who I don't get to see that often that I would, no lie, prefer to hang out with. I'm saying?
No, I feel you.
There's also time for myself that I want. And the more people I become in contact with that like me and I realize that I like them, the less me time I get.
Feel that one.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're all bad people. I'm not saying I won't be able to get along with you. It's that if I do get along with you, that's less free time for me. That's selfish, but I don't care. Self-care is the best care.
There's nothing wrong with being selfish in that regard. And also the fact, here's another thing too. If I start treating you like friends, right? And we get like, we become friends outside of work, I'm still your boss at the end of the day. So are you going to be able to, and that's what I'm saying, like, as an employee, are you going to be able to say, hey, Randy's my boss when 9 hits on Monday morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Randy is my boss. Are you as an employee going to be able to differentiate that? And most people can't do that.
Right. Yeah. So an example from the show I'm watching called freaking Kim's Convenience.
Oh, love it.
It's good. So there's that little car rental shop that the older brother and his best friend work at. And like the first season, the older brother, I think his name Jung, he became like an assistant manager. And his best friend Kim Chi was working for him. But like the first few days of that, like Kim Chi was like acting as if he was the boss because he's friends with the boss. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
It was a little weird. And Jung had to he had to step up and set those boundaries. And it's like a weird thing. It's like, so all of a sudden your coworker who was your friend the entire time and y'all kicked it and was buddy buddy, if that coworker gets a promotion and now he's above you, you just gotta like kind of respect that at work. He's like, you can't really be doing the same things you was doing at work anymore, because there's a standard that has to be set now. But like off the clock, y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want. Y'all can be on each other's cocks if y'all want. Like off the cock, whatever.
Stop it.
I don't think you can't. Okay, maybe actually. I don't know. I'm not sure.
What are you talking about, Leon?
If you can be on each other's, I'm not saying this phrase again.
Actually, you know, that actually be like kind of almost impossible.
I mean,
okay.
All right. But anyway. So, but no, I mean, I get what you're saying, though, man. Like, I mean, and here's the thing. Most people act like, oh, no, I can do that. And then, but they can't, because humans are fragile creatures. They have fragile emotions, for like most people do. And like the moment where it's like, oh, you put me in this situation where like, for example, let's say that person fucks up at work, right?
Yeah.
They're going to take that way more personal as, hey, this is my boss telling me I fucked up, to like, oh, this is Randy telling me I fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, holding your friends accountable is hard for the friends, because the friends are going to be like, why are you talking to me like this? Because you're gonna come off as cold, like as a cold person at the end of that, at the end of whatever conversation you have.
Exactly. It's like, and what if I have to fire you?
Exactly. It's
like, at that point, the friendship is over, because you're not going to tell me that you're not going to take that person.
Yeah. It's And it's not a 100% guaranteed situation, but it is like not a good setup for like a healthy work environment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. Making friends as at work, cool if you want to do it. Just understand that, you know, some shit might happen.
I mean, absolutely. I mean,
and I keep saying this. I just want people to act grown, but that's hard.
That's never gonna happen, man. Can you imagine if people acted grown? That means people were doing their jobs, and when people actually do their jobs, shits get done, and everybody's life is better. But guess what? People don't do that.
Yeah, I just need you to act grown on the clock, because on the clock, it's not just you you're responsible for anymore. Like what you do during on the clock affects almost everybody around you. So if you're on whatever clocking in, on the clock is, I don't care if you pay a paid salary or whatever. If you're at work, just act grown. Once you go home, go do your weird shit.
Exactly.
I know I'm so hypocritical with that statement.
Don't worry about it.
That is the most hypocritical. If any of my coworkers ever come across this little podcast and get to make it to episode 6 and hear this, they'll be like, this motherfucker fake as hell.
I mean, hey, it be like that sometimes.
I mean, yeah, but I just, you know, when I didn't want to join the little group chat, they was just like, I see.
That's what I'm saying. You can't already take offense to something because I don't want to do something, then be like, right, and then wonder why I don't want to be a part of something like that right there. Yeah, you just took offense to me saying no.
Hey, that's that toxic energy. Hey, shit. I fuck out of here. Well, I left my last toxic shit in Arizona. I don't want to do it.
Oh, dang. What was her name?
Nah, we ain't going there.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Her name was BP Oil Spill.
Yikes. Wow.
Man. That's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. But, damn, what the fuck? How do we get on this tangent?
Oh, yeah. I just asked about DNA testing things, and you guys got all the way here.
I mean, it's what happens. We can't stay on topic. So.
Fuck. I think it was something about workplace culture.
Well, workplace culture from stemming from the DNA thing, because we started talking about culture from the DNA thing.
I mean, yeah, if you're comfortable selling your information and like giving your information out like that, do it. But understand that it's not just your information; it's kind of your family's as well, because you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Genetics. So I guess ask permission
from your whole family.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I, you know, submit all of our DNA just right quick?
I mean, at least your immediate family.
Yeah, I guess.
So yeah.
Cool. That was random as hell.
I mean, this is what we do on this podcast. We talk about one thing, and then we're like, oh, hey, here's another problem in this problem that we talked about. Let's try to fix that real quick.
Damn, bro, why are there so many problems, man? Shit.
I mean, because it's the world, man. Like, it's life. Life is about solving a problem to get to the end point to receive your reward, whether it be spiritually, like financially, or any type of monetization, you know? That is the whole point of life, is to figure out problems and receive reward.
What's your reward, Darius? What do you want to be? What's the reward you're hoping for, man?
Oh, man. I would be fine if my reward at the end of my life would be me actually, when I die, I get transported into a isekai and start over. I'd be down with that. Or
You want to live again?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm all about that replay value.
you want that new game plus? Hey.
Hey. But realistically, what's probably going to happen, right? If you're in the biblical context, I'm probably going to go down below. But what I'm hoping is that, like, I have, like, some kind of, like alternate power where I can, like, get in and take over hell for myself. That would be amazing. I appreciate that.
Talking about cheat codes.
So you just you want DLC, not New Game Plus. Exactly. At that point.
Not just, I mean, I'm good with New Game Plus if it's like a completely different like
experience
mode. Yeah.
Yeah, you're now an Asian boy.
Or so, yeah, whatever, you know.
Okay, so Darius is looking for some sort of New Game Plus or DLC content for life. Leon, what you got? What's your reward that you hope is at the end of this bullshit?
Shoot, that's a good one. Honestly, if I get to the point where I'm literally sitting, chilling at my place, the boys are over, we're doing, you know, whatever we like to do at that age, and still able to do that, and I'm not worrying about finances. I'm not worrying about family. I feel like everyone's safe enough. And everyone's, you know, chilling. I'm good. I mean, after that, it's just DLCs from there for me.
Yeah. I'm kind of on board with that.
What's your ideal DLC?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Let's ask that quote. That's that.
What's my ideal DLC?
If there was a DLC to life, like after you're done living it, and there's bonus content, what the fuck would you be wanting to do after your life is done?
Bro, be a ghost.
Yo! What kind of ghost?
What? A ghost that looks like a human being, but you can see through them. I just want to be able to walk around.
Okay, so like, it's okay if you had 3 ghost powers.
Okay. Okay, walk through walls if that's not already apparent.
Okay.
No, you're not a parent. You're a ghost.
I am a parent and a ghost. being able to disappear and reappear wherever I want, so teleportation.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Okay, you just won 2. All right.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, so you kind of just want that open world kind of DLC.
Yeah. See what else I missed, you know?
Yeah, to do all the traveling you weren't able to do within your short time span.
Right.
That's cool. I can see that.
Well, what about you, Randy? What are you expecting at the end of all this?
I mean, I've always been a chill dude. I'm kind of on board with Leon's kind of like happiness from life is kind of like, I mean, if I get to a point where like I can just do my own shit, my family's doing their own shit, like I ain't worried about like finances or shit anymore, and I can just vibe out the last of my days, I'm fine. I don't want that New Game Plus because I don't want to like go through everything again in a different world. I don't want to go through that whole psychological development bullshit again.
Fair enough.
But low key, bruh, I feel like the optimal DLC for me is, bro, if I can be like a denizen of the internet. Bro, if I could just become a part of cyberspace.
So you're like on some Ghost in the Shell type shit?
Yes. Yes. Like I could be like the one super intelligent AI. I say super intelligent. Be the one AI that just be vibing. I'll be popping up in random places, getting involved in some bullshit. Yeah, that I think that'd be kind of cool for me.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, and then like eventually when like Earth becomes uninhabitable and they have to like go to like another planet, I can go with them because I'm just data.
I mean, that's if they make it off.
Right. Because I sure as hell ain't gonna assist with that. I said AI, not super intelligent.
But you did say super intelligent.
Well, shit. Okay.
I mean, I said that at the beginning. I was like, nah, that ain't it.
Shit, our government wouldn't listen to you anyway. They'd be like, we don't believe in science unless it fits our needs.
But I got titties, though.
Oh, God.
They'll listen to anything with titties.
I guess. It's what motivated Bill Clinton.
He got shit done. Bill.
That's definitely a different Bill.
Shit.
Don't slander that man.
Oh, you're right. He's done too much for me.
Exactly.
Damn. How we get on this subject again? Never mind. You know what? Yeah, never mind.
This episode can't be about how we got into a subject.
Us analyzing all of our segues. How we get to Leon wanting to become a ghost and Darius trying to fight all of hell?
I'm just saying, man.
Darius is living the movie.
I'm about it. Like, if you're going, like, there has to be something, like, grand and grandiose fight for me, because it's like, if it's just like, oh, hey, you know, you get just rest. I mean, like, what? I did all that for that? Then, no, there's no point in life then. I could have just, not in the back. There's always a point to everything, but, yeah, that's kind of sucky, man. So, yeah, I'd rather, like, get sent somewhere. And if it is, like, the bad place, just give me a fighting chance. That's all I want, man. You know, just give me a sword and I'll be good.
You go to hell with a sword? All right.
So.
I think you want, like, punch gauntlets.
We'll see.
I can't wait till we can actually, you know, do reaction content to our old content. That's basically what we're doing. How did we get on the subject?
Why are we going to sit here and record ourselves listening to ourselves? That's the most narcissistic shit.
It's the best shit in the world. What do you mean? People do it all the time.
Yeah, themselves?
Because people are narcissists at heart. Everybody is. Everybody thinks people, like, what they have to say is important. I mean, shit, look at this. We made a podcast. And we essentially, we talk about nothing for most of the time.
Or talk about ourselves. But I mean, that's important. The only thing we know.
Yeah, I don't know if it's important. I just hope that there's, like, my goal for this podcast is to maybe, you know, reach at least one person who relates. And maybe we can help them just a little bit somehow. That's it.
I feel you.
If I make money, that's a whole other issue. You know what I'm saying, baby?
I mean, because honestly, man, at the end of the day, I mean, because, you know, our tagline just comes down with us and while we try to solve the world's problems. And, like, I mean, at the end of the day, that is something that you should do, is, like, try to make the world better than what you found it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, granted, it's a lot harder than what it sounds. And, I mean, shit, and some people may say that's impossible, but I mean, why not?
Bitch, try? I could try. Yeah,
You got all the time in the world. It's from what, you know, the government tells us anyway. We're not doing anything with our lives anyway. That's why they don't give us more than $7.25 an hour.
Oof. Thanks, America.
But hey, you know, but. That's just my goal, you know. If I could put a smile on someone's face, educate them a little bit, and maybe change their perspective on a way to help the world instead of, like, harming it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to chop that up as a win.
I'm okay if I open up just one person's mind. That's fine. I did my part. I ain't Superman. I ain't God anymore.
But, Captain Save-A-Ho.
I ain't Captain Save-A-Ho. Man, it's a multiplicative effect, man. Shit, you open up one dude's mind, they gonna start opening up other dudes' mind. Everybody gonna be mind open, and it'll leave their brains easy for the picking for our alien overlords. Right? What?
Hey. I feel you. What about you, Leon? What's your
you
goal for this
feel
podcast?
Him on the alien overlord? Okay, anyway. my goal is basically the same thing. I just want someone to get one idea from something that we talk about. Like, one idea that changes how they do something or what they're even doing or gives them the motivation to do it. Something like that. One of those things happens to some person, email us. I would love that shit.
Yeah. All right, that's enough wholesome shit.
Know who's not making the world a better place?
Go on.
Greg Abbott.
Oh,
all right. He is not making the world a better place.
Oh, God.
The people who support him and the people who are in Texas politics right now, in my opinion, not making the world a better place. Maybe for them, but not for everybody.
All right, for everybody who made it to this part of the podcast, gotcha, bitch. We're getting serious now.
Wow, so, yikes.
We said it was coming. We just forgot about it. So we didn't lie to you.
Damn, we honeypotted them.
Ooh, yeah, we should go work for the CIA.
So they post job openings on Indeed. Okay, anywho, Greg Abbott.
Oh, man.
Oh, is that the FBI? Whatever.
I mean, actually, they was CIA because I almost applied for it not too long ago. But
you're stupid. No, what the hell? You as a CIA agent?
Bruh, you saying I technically have the qualification.
You also pacifier yeah. bullshit now.
I'm just yo, that was the best movie Vin Diesel ever did. Don't
Vin Diesel will add you. He's like, yo, I got 9 Fast and Furious movies.
And I'm gonna say they all are non-contenders compared to the pacifier and your voice acting in Iron Giant.
Okay, there you go. Damn, that's pretty bad. Okay, Greg.
But so I mean, there's plenty of things that passed in Texas recently that is sparking debate. I mean, it just depends on who you're talking to. Some people are gonna say, "Oh, this is a great thing." Some people are gonna say, "Oh, this is a horrible thing." I mean, with anything, you know. But you know, I guess my main things I want to focus on. Is the abortion bill that he passed. And it's just, and I'm going to keep that simple. I just don't believe that as a man, I have the right to tell a woman what to do with her body. If you're going to pass an abortion bill, that needs to be something passed by women as a collective. And honestly, no men should have like a say on it. That's just me. But, yeah. I mean, if anybody wants to add anything on that one before we hit the next one.
What was that shit? Like, what was that thing? It was like, you have 6 weeks to do it or something?
Yeah,
like
where most people don't even know they're pregnant.
Yeah, what the fuck? What kind of time limit is that? That's kind of like the, what's it called? What's it called? PlayStation games return policy or some shit. You got, what, 24 hours?
Right.
And you can't return it if you played any part of the game? Like, the fuck?
It's like, oh, you breathed on the box, can't return it.
I'm like, what? The game sucks, you can't return it, you bought it and played it. I was like, but I didn't enjoy it.
It doesn't matter.
Well, I am one dissatisfied customer. Fuck it. I'm dissatisfied with the sudden baby I didn't know I had until the 6th? That's so short. Because it takes you at least, what, 4 weeks to realize you late?
You know, it's funny, right? Because
I'm feeling like I'm mansplaining this shit. I don't know if we keep talking.
Well, it's funny, right? Because the whole abortion thing is all based around, like, you know, the principles of, like, teachings of God and, like, Christianity and stuff like that, right? Uh-huh. More so the Catholic faith. But what happens if you're... there's plenty of people in the United States who aren't Christian or Catholic or even religious at all.
Leon, do you have something to say before I go off?
No, I have nothing to say about
it. I still don't understand why people can't, you know, separate church and state.
Oh. Right, even though it's in the Constitution.
Like you go off about it has like Catholic roots and religious roots. I was like, what? Why does that have anything to do with our shit still? Like, why? Why? Why are you still trying to push the holy agenda through policies?
Well, my thing is, right, because the fact is that this is a religious law, right? I mean, and the like, supposedly you're in the United States, it's freedom to practice religion, but you're putting your religion on by law on other people. So how's that constitutional?
Exactly. And at this point, everybody is kind of on the same understanding that religion is optional. Abortion is also optional.
I mean, in all honesty, religion is literally a philosophy. That is what religion is. It's a philosophy in which you decide to live your life upon.
Exactly. And it's, again, keyword, your life. Not something you enforce on the other's lives, because the second you try to control someone's life or affect them in some way, you're playing God. Or dictate how they live, you are playing God. Which is
blasphemous, right?
Which is blasphemous, by right? by your own teachings, is blasphemous. At me. You can at me on this. I'll take all of y'all.
What's your Twitter handle? What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is... I don't have a Twitter handle. Fuck. You can at Darius and through him at me.
I don't have a Twitter either. Don't.
Fuck. Fuck, we just sound like old men.
I mean, shit, I feel so old at my new job, man. Like,
how do you feel old at your new job?
All these kids are literally 24 and under.
Damn, bro, ripe for the picking.
I'm like, no, don't do that. Huh? Don't do that.
What? They're the best for esports right now.
Man. Sorry, children.
Shout out to Uncle Roger for that one. Fuck, I shouted out a YouTuber.
Yeah. Wow. And you broke your own. Man. You had all that smoke at the beginning and then measured up to nothing.
I already told people I was hypocritical during that work culture shit. So fuck it.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear. Oh, I already told people I was hypocritical.
Shit, now I'm being extra hypocritical. That's my superhero name, the hypocrite.
Oh wow. Oh man. But so then the other fuck shit Greg Abbott did was he and a group of people, I mean, you know, well, I should say like-minded individuals have passed the historical shit, I don't know the official name of the bill, but pretty much it's this whole narrative that people are pushing about critical race theory, about how to be objective when it comes to like subjects about slavery, women's suffrage, shit we already know is some foul shit, but like they're like, oh well, but you have to be objective about it. You can't pick a side. I'm like, fine, okay. So you're telling me that I have to be objective in the way, and the reason of why men didn't feel that women had the right to vote. I have to be objective about that. I have to be objective why a group of people felt that they were superior enough to go enslave other groups of people and make them work for free. I had to be objective about that. I had to rationalize why this would be a thing as a teacher, right? And so what you're telling me is it's just funny, right? And it's really funny coming from Texas, because Texas history is one big lie. That's just the funny part. Texas history is portrayed in the way that, oh, we were a group of people who went on this into another country, and we were being treated wrongfully. So it was our right to take this country and make it a better place, right? When in all actuality, I mean, that in itself is crazy to me, that you feel like you should go to another country, and because you don't want to abide by that country's laws, you feel like you should be able to take it. That's a whole other type of shit, right? But the lie is that they're these heroes, you know, the people of the Alamo, they're these heroes who, you know, they're fighting injustice. You should want to be these people, but in actuality, they're all a bunch of thieves. But in Texas history, you know, they don't teach it that way. But when you look at it in an objective way, the conclusion is that those heroes of the Alamo were a bunch of thieves, and they got what they got because that's what they deserved at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think the only good thing I could see coming from this is allowing the children to choose their side instead of having the teacher choose their side, because that could work adversely for both sides. Like if the teacher is, you know, born and raised Texas, all about Texas, Texas could be its own country. They'll probably show only the good side. But if we as teachers have to say every side of the coin, oh, they thought we shouldn't have the right to vote. And also the women thought that they should have the right to vote because they are also citizens of this country. Then it's up to the students to decide, hey, that's not right. And the teacher doesn't say anything. They could say, okay, y'all can have a group of discussion about it, but they can't say what they lean towards. Just because they're a teacher, they're just supposed to display with you with facts.
Right. But, you know, like you said, it gives the chance for the children to make this, to come to this conclusion. But part of this bill is that teachers can opt out of training when it comes to these type of things. So if you can opt out of a training session that teaches you how to talk about these situations objectively, how are you supposed to do it then? Because a teacher can say something and just say, for example, going back to Texas, being super pro-Texas on everything, and then can say, well, I wasn't trained. But then at the same time, they can still opt out of it. And that's what it's a little bit frustrating, you know, like not even a little bit, a lot of it frustrating. And like, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm hoping more good than bad comes from it. I'm hoping that teachers will do the right thing and actually be objective, but like, you know, teaching in a way to where people will come to their own conclusions.
Yeah.
But give all the facts of the situation, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and because, I know some teachers that are also, are in the school district, and they don't like this bill as well. Like, it's definitely good teachers out there, and everyone knows that. Like, I've had good teachers in Texas, but it's not always the case.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite teachers was my history teacher. And he, you know, he didn't sugarcoat history. He was just like, hey, this is what happened. Whether you think it's good or not, bad or not, I mean, it's up to you, but this is what happened, you know? And that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared of people saying like, well, I can't talk about this objectively, so therefore I'm not going to talk about it. And then kids are missing out on a crucial part of history, you know?
Right. I think that way of style of teaching for history is, I think, the most idealistic. You leave the interpretation of the events up to the individuals instead of pushing your personal interpretation. As a teacher, when it comes to that stuff, I feel like the extra work is important. And I do feel a little bad because, again, teachers aren't getting paid enough. But they're doing the job. So if you're going to do the job, do it right. Saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, this all just stems from because individuals feel that when you're taught about racism and stuff like that, it makes people feel guilty. Well, specifically, it makes white people feel guilty about being white, right? And my argument to that is that all you have to do is explain to your child that, hey, this did happen by people who look like us, but you didn't do this, so be better. That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do. Be better. You know? I mean, and the thing is, you can pull any points of history where people of another race, sex, like social standing, religious standing, has treated other people in a horrible way, who you may belong to those categories, and just say, but as your parent, you're supposed to say, hey, be better. And as a parent, I'm going to guide you to be better. So these people were saying who feel like, my child feels white guilt because, you know, they had to find out that people who look like them did slavery. I mean, that's you as a parent not teaching your child to say, hey, be better. Don't feel guilty about what happened because you didn't do it, but yeah. Be better than these people.
Right. The people, the generation being told this information should reflect on the past, should reflect on history, and again, like you're saying, be better and not repeat history.
Exactly.
You don't have to feel guilty for it because you didn't do that shit. Your ancestors did, and they should feel guilty, but you don't. Exactly. Okay?
But you don't sit there and say, oh, wait, we're not going to talk about it so we can make it that it never happened. We're not going to do that. And that's pretty much what people of that mindset was trying to do. And they're trying to do that currently. And it's not just in Texas. They're trying to do that all over the United States. And it's sad, you know? Like, for example, like this one guy who was talking, I think it was on board in Tennessee, who was trying to pass a similar bill, was saying that, you know, you have to explain the good parts of slavery. And a white woman said there were no good parts of slavery. You see what I'm saying? Because her parents taught her to be better.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. It's just really just that simple. And the fact of the matter is, and again, they said he misspoke, and I'll shoot him some bail on that, but it's just the whole fact of the matter is that the human race is a flawed race.
Yeah.
We're just flawed people.
And recognize mistakes. Right.
But when you reflect, you said when you reflect on those flaws, you learn to be better.
Right.
And the whole point of social studies is literally the self-reflection of the human race to teach you how to be better.
Yeah, no, you hit all the points there. Acknowledging your faults as a human race, as a race, as humanity, and accepting those wrongs instead of excusing those wrongs, saying whatever. Just acknowledge, accept, move forward. Exactly. That sounds like I just told someone how to get over a breakup.
I mean, shit, honestly. But that is exactly what happens. You accept, you acknowledge, and you get over it. You know? I mean, yeah. And we're talking about general breakups. I mean, some shits are worse than others, but
yeah. I don't want to get into that. We don't got that much time.
Yeah, that's another topic for another day.
Toxic relationships are another day. we have a few minutes left. What do y'all? How do y'all want to end this shit?
We gotta do a brown bear bite shot, man. We always gotta do the right side.
Okay.
Which I kind of feel like we did hit talking about it.
Yeah, I mean,
with what Leon said.
Yeah. Let me get an anime fucking quote.
But I guess why he's doing that. Bright side is the fact of, like, you know, clearly people don't all feel the same way. And, you know, I trust kids to be smarter than their elders, you know? Eventually, I hope my kids are smarter than me, because if not, well, hey, it is what it is, I guess.
isn't that like the general Gen Z, like, solve everything statement? It is what it is. That's the guaranteed fix for any bad feeling you have. Like, I think I saw a video on that shit. Talking about you go see a doctor or like a psychiatrist or a therapist who's like from like the Gen Z. They're just like, I have this depression, whatever. And the depression's like, I mean, it is what it is. Just say these words, repeat it after me. It is.
I mean, it goes back to it. Acknowledgement, acceptance, and getting over it.
I was saying. No. Such a strong statement. With three words. It is what it is. Oh, shit.
What about you, Leon? You have a bright side?
My bright side is that I'm able to make this podcast and that you're able to listen to it.
Fucks with that. All right, man, you take a hell of a long time to get this quote, man.
Bro. Okay.
We can cut it out. I mean, we don't have to, like, keep the silence, you know.
Yeah, hold up. Okay, I got it. This is from the anime History's Strongest Disciple, Kenichi, martial arts battle anime.
Ooh, one of the goats.
It's pretty good. I recommend it. If you're into that shit, it's really good. This one's by Akisame Koetsuji. You cannot go into battle believing you will lose. Y'all motherfuckers out there with like an important meeting tomorrow, with some like a big date or something big going on, or like something that's been happening that you gotta take care of. It's something you wanna do, it's something you gotta get through. If you walk into that shit with the mindset that you gonna suck, you gonna suck. Because you already beat yourself up. You already lost. Fight ain't even start yet, you already lost. So you go in there, you were for that meeting, you were chosen to lead that shit. Or that date. They already said yes and accepted that shit. You got there. You set that shit up. They want it to happen. Do the thing. You'll be fine.
Kill that shit. Cause that's what you do.
Yeah. Do that shit. Cause that's what you do. Nike, holla. Instead of just do it, it's do that shit. We're gonna start our own shoe company.
Yikes.
Oh wow. I have a name for it, but I'm gonna say it after the podcast.
Don't you won't be checking that shit. We're trying to feed our families.
Yeah. Oh shit. Alright, is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
It is what it is.
It is what the D's. Can't do that shit. All right, I stopped.